You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Every 5 minutes, someone dies while waiting for a compatible donor heart, liver, or kidney. On a remote island in Lake Superior, a team of geneticists strive to engineer an animal with human-compatible organs, thereby saving millions of lives. But these ancestors are not the docile herd animals they envision. Instead, the project spawned something big, something evil, something hungry. Ancestor by number one New York Times bestselling novelist Scott Sigler is available for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Heron includes depictions of violence and other subject matter that may be upsetting for some listeners. Listener discretion is advised.
What's going on?
I have huge news. Oh my God, I'm not supposed to tell anyone, but I can't not tell anyone, so I'm gonna tell you, but you have to tell nobody, okay?
Okay.
You swear? You swear on your life?
Yes.
You swear on Raphael from Legacies?
Yes! Tell me!
I just met with a WTA scout.
Oh my God.
She said she's interested in getting me management and a professional coach.
Insane! Congratulations! Holy shit!
I know. This could be it. I can't even. I'm dying. She told me and I literally could not breathe. I just laughed and stammered. It was like I'd just done Molly. It was ridic.
Oh my God. I am so happy for you.
So when are you meeting with her?
With who?
The WTA scout.
Oh, I don't know.
Did Dean Rossetti contact you?
No.
Well, have you missed any calls? He's old. He leaves voicemails.
No. No!
Doesn't make sense, Kels. You're like one of the best here. Maybe the best. I mean, the way you've been playing? Kelsey, can you please be shocked with me? Why aren't you meeting with him?
I don't know. Maybe CN said something?
Who's CN?
Dr. Callahan.
Why would she do that?
I'm gonna ask her.
Well, you can't say I told you.
I won't. Don't worry.
How are you?
I heard a WTA scout visited today.
That's right.
I didn't meet with them.
I'm aware.
Why didn't Dean Rossetti have me meet with them?
Because I told him to take you off the list.
What the fuck?
Calm down, please. You trust me, right? Hold on a second. Yes? Okay, thank you. I'll let you know when it's time.
Why did you tell him that?
Have I ever told you about the Black Heron?
Please, just answer the question. No lessons.
I'm trying. The black heron hunts fish using canopy feeding. It stands in the shallows perfectly still and suspends its wings like an umbrella, creating shade over the water. Now the fish, they think they're going into safe waters. But the black heron waits and waits until its prey is right beneath its beak. It takes its time and picks the perfect moment when it can't lose.
You don't think I'm ready?
You'd be swept up in competitions, back to back, all alone. You're good enough to win a few, you might seed in the top 100, but you'd never really crack the top 20. And by 25, your career would be over. I've seen it 1,000 times. But if you stay here another semester, work with me a little longer, I know that your foundation will be strong enough.
Is that the whole reason? It isn't, is it? What is it?
Word of your mother has gotten out. I have a personal relationship with the scout, so I tested the waters with him ahead of the dean drafting the list. The scout mentioned that he felt your mother might be difficult down the road.
He really said that?
These scouts take a 360 view, Kelsey. Especially after Andrea Mechevic's father. The sponsors do too, obviously.
I understand.
Kelsey, tell me you think this is a good idea.
It's a good idea.
Have I done anything that makes you think I don't know what I'm doing?
No.
How do you eat an elephant?
What?
How do you eat an elephant?
I don't know.
One bite at a time. Don't you see we've already accomplished so much in such a short amount of time?
You're right. I'm sorry.
Patience.
I understand.
So you trust me on this?
Yes.
Okay, good. I need you to remember that in a moment.
Why?
Send her in.
What are you doing here?
She called me and I invited her.
You what?
Kelsey, sit. Really. It's okay.
Yes. Sit. Really. It's okay.
I thought it would be a good idea that she sit in on one of our sessions so long as she respected the process.
I'm sorry.
It's okay, Kelsey. Really.
That's to be determined.
Barbara, what is your objection to Kelsey coming to these sessions?
Oh, so you invited me to sit in so you could ask me some questions. Typical.
This is so much about you. You're the reason we're all here.
Excuse me.
Look how far you've taken Kelsey.
That a technique too? Inflate some side of my ego, I'll be inclined to answer your questions.
I am under no illusion that I'll be able to endear myself to you.
Or perhaps for your purposes, all I need to be is uncooperative. My daughter here in the bleachers, by the end of it she has less respect for her mother.
That is not my intention.
I said a bunch of times.
Wait your turn, Kelsey. I'll give you some credit. You're not all bad at this. I can recognize savvy when I see it. But only I know my daughter, okay? I know her because she's mine. And I'm no, you know, mother of the year, but don't you fucking smirk at me.
I didn't smirk.
But I know what I want for her. I know that what I want for her is good. You may disagree with the how, but the what. I want my daughter to be something. To be more than I could ever be. Oh, come on, Kelsey, don't be soft. You know this.
You never say it.
Well, it doesn't need to be said. I taught you how to use a spoon.
Kelsey, what do you think you need?
No. Let's not get off course here, okay? I want what's best for my daughter. But what the fuck do you want for her?
The same. You're skeptical. You've been conditioned to be. I understand that.
I know commission breath when I smell it.
I'm sorry, I don't know what you mean.
The fact that you're untrustworthy ain't because of me, lady. Kelsey, surely you see it. I mean, surely you have some sense of character.
She's helped me, Mom. CN has been helping me. I feel better. I feel less anxious. Our system, it works.
You don't learn from a cookbook. You learn from cooking.
It's helped with everything. I feel more confident. School is easier. I feel more like a person.
What did you feel like before, a fucking llama? What are we even talking about here? I'm the problem? You think I'm ranting and raving? You think she's telling the truth? That she wants what's best for you.
Yes.
Wrong again. I'm your mother, okay? I'm the only one that wants to help you. You don't know the world.
You're very angry.
I should be.
Isn't that your homeostasis?
What?
You can't possibly think the abuse is helpful.
What? Wait, abuse? By who? What, me? You told her I abuse you? Speak up.
No.
It's an open secret, Barbara.
Oh, please. You know, I've been beaten in the ribs with a hammer. I've gotten my eardrum busted. I got put in the dryer when I wet the bed, so spare me your Ivy League transgender bathroom definition of abuse.
Tell her how you feel, Kelsey.
I hate it. I'm scared all the time.
Do you hear that?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I give her the bitten whip, but that's how you win the Kentucky Derby.
It doesn't bother you that your daughter is terrified of you.
You're honestly scared of me? You told her that?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Kelsey, I've made inquiries with that academy in Connecticut you wanted to transfer to before all this insanity. It's further from home, but let me tell you, they'd be happy to have you and on partial academic scholarship.
I've secured Kelsey a full athletic scholarship
here. What the fuck?
You did?
Kelsey is champing up. And I convinced Dean Rossetti that the mania around her fears is impinging her performance and your behaviour, Barbara.
What the fuck?
And that she's truly a rising star. And by funding your tuition and board, it ensures our academy will keep you and get the recognition when you turn pro next year.
Oh my god. That's amazing. This is amazing. Thank you.
Fuck you.
Mom, isn't this great? You could work less, get the nurse for Damien. This is good news. Mom!
Jesus fucking Christ, are you on drugs?
What? No.
What prescriptions have you written my daughter?
Obviously none. And I'm also in talks with Balame Rackets to get you an endorsement deal.
Really?
Now I see what this is.
What do you see?
This is a plan to push me out so I can't ever take part in Kelsey's future winnings.
What?
She wants to take you away from me, to steal your profits. She'll recommend you to coaches, brands, management. She'll get kickbacks. You know, finder's fees, won't you?
Of course not.
Now I get it. That's why you got the child welfare department after me.
Pardon?
Did you tell her Damien was on Medicaid?
What are you talking
about? Did you?
No!
Oh, she could find out on her own.
I honestly have no idea what you're referring
Horseshit.
To.
Horseshit. Kelsey, we're leaving.
Mom, let's talk more,
I'm not
please.
Having this. We're leaving.
Mom!
Kelsey, stand up and walk out that door.
Don't yell at me, Mom!
Can you ever take my side for once? Your own mother. You won't even post about my YouTube channel.
I'm sorry.
And I guess we're not even going to address the girl who showed up here and shot herself?
Mom!
Don't speak for her.
Aside from that being entirely irrelevant here, the staff is not legally allowed to speak on it.
I guess the fees I paid in part went toward the drafting of that NDA, huh? Kind of ironic, I paid to cover up the info I'm after.
You're after?
That's right.
I promise you it's not for the reasons you think.
I've never been wrong about a person I've hated. And let me tell you, lady, I fucking hate you. Please come, sweetheart. Please. Look at me, okay? You have to listen to me. This is not normal.
No, there's something wrong with us. So this doesn't feel normal. She's got her medical degree from Tufts. She works with Osaka. Think about that. Now think about us. Our life, where we came from, it's not her. It's us.
I know what you may be going through is difficult.
Shut up, lady. You fucking sociopath. I see you, okay? I fucking see
Mom,
you.
Mom, please. She's the highest paid person at the school for a reason.
My God, it's like you've been hypnotized.
I'm not. I'm sorry. But I want to stay. I want to keep working with CN. I'm getting the perfect coaching here. So when I turn pro, I'll actually be ready.
Unbelievable. I'm fucking floored.
Everything happens for a reason.
Jesus fucking Christ, I gave birth to a moron.
Kelsey is anything but a moron.
Well, she's clearly stupid enough to do this, but just remember, Kelsey, you're too stupid to pull it off.
Are you okay? Kelsey.
I told you! I don't like change.
I'm proud of you. That was so impressive.
The Heron was written and directed by Matthew McCarty and Charles Hopkins. Sound design, editing, and music by Chris Folsom. Produced by Justin Miklas and Matthew McCarty, with performances by Hermione Lynch, Nina Zarr, Maggie Staples, and Katie Walter.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.